This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Rob.
And I'm Neil. Hello.
Well, Neil, I've got a question for you straight away. Were you a summer baby? Were you born in the summer?
Yes, I was actually. Late summer.
OK. And did you go to university?
Yes. Strange questions here, Rob.
Oh, not really. My questions do make sense because we're talking about the impact when you were born has on how well you perform at school.
OK. Are you calling me stupid here, Rob?
Of course, nothing like that. Well, maybe. But let's wait and see what the experts have to say. But before that, I've got another question for you.
OK, then. Let's see if I'm clever enough to answer it.
OK, well, based on birth records between 1973 and 1999, what is the most common birthday for a person in the United States? Is it A, the 1st of January, B, the 16th of September, or C, the 30th of March?
I'm going to guess 30th of March.
OK, well, we'll hear the answer at the end of the programme. Another question now. According to research, are summer-born babies more likely or less likely to go to university?
Well, we're going to hear from an expert, Lorraine Dearden, who's a professor of economics and social statistics at University College London. She was interviewed by the BBC about summer-born babies. She talks about the research. How well do they do in tests? How do they perform?
All the research has shown that summer-born kids perform much worse in tests right through up until the age of 18, and even they're less likely to attend higher education.
I mean, there's a startling statistic, something like 20% less likely to go to university.
Absolutely.
That was Professor Lorraine Dearden with some really, really surprising statistics. Startling statistics, in fact.
Yes, she says summer-born kids perform much worse in tests.
Yes, these summer-born kids perform worse at school right through until the age of 18, when they might be thinking about going to university.
Yes, university, that's higher education.
So the professor said, according to research, summer babies are less likely to go to university. 20%, in fact.
Really? Well, don't forget, Rob, I told you I'm a summer baby. Well, I went to university.
Yes, of course. These are just statistics, just figures. But if you are a parent of a child starting school, these statistics are worrying.
Well, they shouldn't worry. There are lots of people who were born in the summer that have done very well at university, thank you. Mm. And some of them are now professors.
OK, or BBC presenters, like you, Neil.
Oh, well, yes, like me. But there is a problem. Let's say you have a child, he's a boy, born in August. He's now 4 years old, so he can start school this September. But in his class, there are students whose birthday is coming very soon. So they're going to be 5. That's almost a year older than your child.
So parents want their kids to do well at school. They're concerned. And now the government is trying to help. They're trying to address those concerns. England's schools minister, Nick Gibbs, says that the government wants to change the admissions rules for schools.
The rule now in much of England is that children must start school in September after their 4th birthday.
The school's minister says these rules should be changed. Parents know their children best, said Mr. Gibb.
Parents don't want to send their children to school before they're ready.
So here is the proposal, or suggested new rules. If a child is born in the summer, parents could delay the child's start of school by up to a year.
So the child will start school at 5 years old. Great. But does our expert, Professor Lorraine Dearden, think that's a good idea? Is this the way to address the problem of age difference?
No, it's not. I mean, basically, the reason why these children do worse in tests right throughout their life is simply that they're up to a year younger than their September-born colleagues, and this does nothing to address this.
Professor Lorraine Dearden. She says that the new policy does nothing to address the problem of age difference.
There are still going to be 4-year-olds in the class, Perhaps there will be more five-year-olds now because parents can delay their child's start at school.
Yes, the new policy addresses the concerns of parents that their children are not ready for school at 4 years old.
But there will always be this age difference in a classroom, and many of the younger children will do worse in tests. Professor Dearden says that the proposal to change the school's admission policy does nothing to address this. OK, time now for the answer to the question I set you at the beginning of the programme. I asked, based on birth records between 1973 and 1999, what is the most common birthday for a person in the United States? Is it A, the 1st of January, B, the 16th of September, or C, the 30th of March?
And I guessed the 30th of March.
But you are wrong, I'm afraid. The answer is actually the 16th of September.
Ah,
so, happy birthday to anybody who was born then anyway.
Yeah. OK, Rob, can you tell us the words we learned today again, please?
Of course. We heard more likely, less likely, perform, higher education, startling, statistics, admissions, delay, policy, concerns, address the problem.
Well, that's the end of 6 Minute English. Please do join us again soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
6 Minute English from the BBC.